Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Tuesday morning, August the 15th, 2023. 15 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio Talk Time. I am in the studio today, by the way, making a special appearance in the studio during the week. So the telephone line, the telephone number today will be 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I have something I have to do on this side of town when I leave here today, so I thought, well, why not just come into the studio this morning and do the program? So again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, did anybody go to the big gas savings event yesterday? We had Donovan O'Neill on yesterday, Americans for Prosperity, talking about the big gas event that was going to go on down at Moto Mart last night at from 5 to 7. First 150 people got a reduced gas price. I don't know what happened, to be honest with you, because I was working late last night and did not get a chance to go down there. But again, as I was saying yesterday morning, I don't know that that event got a whole lot of publicity. I mean, we talked about it, but I did not see or hear it anywhere else. Now, I'm sure it was on the internet, and I'm sure they had lists of people, mailing lists, so on and so forth. Did anybody see the event last night? Did anybody go to the event? Was it packed? Let me know here. Give me a report. 740-383-9944. Remember, I am in the studio today. 740-383-9944. Did anybody go down to the big gas event last night in Marion? You know, sometimes when something like that happens, you see pictures on Facebook because cars are wrapped around the block and people are wondering what's going on. I didn't see any pictures or anything last night. I thought that I might. But that's not to say there weren't any. I didn't really look very hard to find any pictures last night. So I don't know if the event went well or not. I hope it did for Donovan and his group. He certainly was interested in that being a success and talking with a lot of people last night who came out. But, you know, I even ran up to a couple people yesterday in the grocery store, and I said, do you know about this event going on tonight? And very few people did know, other than what they had heard here on this station. So, I don't know how the event went. If anybody went and knows anything, give me a buzz. Remember, I am at the studio today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I went through McDonald's this morning, which I do every weekday morning, and I got something. They're handing them through the windows this morning, so I'm going to pass it along to everybody out there because, as you know, the official start of the school year here in Marion County starts tomorrow. I believe I just heard it on the news report there. I think River Valley and Pleasant start tomorrow. I believe Marion City Schools and... No, wait, is it... Oh, yeah, Pleasant and River Valley start tomorrow. Marion City Schools and Elgin, I believe, start Thursday. And then I believe Ridgedale starts next Monday. I think I have that right, the 22nd. So, the official start of school is upon us. So all you River Valley students and all you Pleasant students, this was your last morning to sleep in, back to school tomorrow. You know, the night before back to school can be very hectic as well. Everybody, what are we going to have for breakfast in the morning, the first day of school, big breakfast? What outfit are you going to wear? What shoes are you going to wear? Is your hair going to be a certain way? What backpack do you have? What do you have your school schedule? Have you met your teachers? It's always a big thing to start the school year, and we wish all the kids well, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that tomorrow morning. But the reason I'm bringing this up in regard to McDonald's, passed through the window this morning to me at McDonald's was a flyer. Join us for a fun learn and earn event. Learn and earn event. Back to school giveaway, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. So August 23rd would be what, a week from today? Is that August 23rd? I believe so. Today's the 15th. No, next Wednesday maybe. Now maybe Ridgedale does not go back till next Wednesday. Is that right? Is that when the 22nd is? No, 22nd's a week from today. One day I'll learn how to count. So a week from today, Ridgedale goes back. And on the 23rd, which is a week from tomorrow, from 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald's, there's going to be a free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app. And most everybody has the app now at McDonald's because it's a common app. It's free. And most people have smartphones. So pass this along to anybody you know who has kids or who might be interested. There's going to be a back-to-school giveaway August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m., free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app at McDonald's, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Now, I don't know if this is going to go on at all, the McDonald's, but I do know this paper says 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. So McDonald's giving back to the community, giving away back-to-school supplies. All right. Well, wanted to talk a little bit about the Bratwurst Festival. As I was talking about yesterday, we've broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival, oh my gosh, probably, well, I know we've done it 3 of the last 5 years. I know we did it in 2018, 2019, 2020. There was no Bratwurst Festival because of the pandemic. We did it in 21. I don't think we did it yesterday because I still was not able to get back out in the community and do things. But this year, we will be returning to the Bratwurst Festival on Friday and doing live broadcast, which will be a lot of fun. So tune in on Friday. We'll have more details on this as the week goes on, what times will be there, so on and so forth. But the Bratwurst Festival is always a lot of fun. They have a parade every day, and the people in Bucyrus could not be nicer. I say this every year. You know, when you're at the fair here and when you're at the Popcorn Festival, sometimes you have a hard time getting the royalty to stop by and talk to you and things of that nature. In Bucyrus, the royalty comes up to you. And I was telling somebody last night, one of the reasons that it's easy to spot the royalty in Bucyrus is because they're all wearing dirndls. And, you know, that sticks out like a sore thumb. So when you see some young girl wearing a dirndl, you know that clearly she is part of the Bratwurst Festival. So that's always a lot of fun. We always talk with the people involved with the Bratwurst Festival. We've had the sheriff on in the past. And there are always people playing polka music over there, like Ken and Mary. I believe we've had them on every year we've done something from the Bratwurst Festival. So I love broadcasting from the Bratwurst Festival. I'm glad we're able to return and do it this year after a 2-year absence. And I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. I'm not sure who will be with us and how we're going to do that. But as Friday approaches, I will let you know more. So don't miss us at the Bratwurst Festival on Friday. Now, last Friday's show, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, and actually this turned into a big, big conversation. And I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever had a show in quite some time that has sparked this much conversation. And let me just give you a quick overview, if you did not listen on Friday, as to what happened. On Friday morning, and I don't even remember now how we got into the conversation, but the conversation revolved around, should you call your elders by Mr. and Mrs.? Should you call doctors, doctor? Should you call professors, professors? Should you call your teachers Mr. and Mrs.? That sort of thing. Should you call politicians by their name? And Matt was here. Being 19 years old, he said he did not feel that was necessary, and in fact, he did not like doing that. That he felt just being older does not give you respect, and that he shouldn't have to call older people Mr. or Mrs. And Pastor Craig and Sean and I kind of talked to him about this, and I think Pastor Craig and Sean pretty much disagreed with Matt, but it was a pretty civil disagreement. And we had people on the internet. Mary was sending messages in saying she disagreed with Matt. I believe Ted Jolliffe called in. Now, I think Ted was more on Matt's side, but he also felt that I think you should address people by certain titles. And here's what happened, though. That day, Abby, who has not been in for a long time, was hoping she was going to be able to make it in for the Exchange Club that day, 12-1. So she was listening to the program, and I think she'd been listening at 10 o'clock too. I'm not really sure. But so she catches this conversation about Mr. and Mrs. Now, Abby is very, I wouldn't say strict, but she's very set in her ways when it comes to manners and things of that nature. And she completely disagreed with Matt on this issue. Now, it turned into a little bit of an argument. Now, again, Abby was on the internet and Matt was in the studio, so it wasn't like a screaming and yelling argument or anything like that. It was more of just Abby was typing in capital letters, and she wished she could be here to straighten that boy out, and it went into that. And basically, what we decided was is that they both agreed. I'm not going to call it a debate. I don't think it's really going to be a debate because, to my knowledge, Matt and Abby have never met. So I actually think when they both get in the same room, they're both going to cool down a little bit. And also the topic has cooled down a little bit. So I don't really think there's going to be any big blow-up or anything. And I think when they're face-to-face, I don't think they will state their opinions as strongly as they once did. Although they both are a little headstrong, so you never know. But we'll try to bring that to you sometime soon. But boy, has that topic brought out a lot of interest in people. I cannot tell you how many people have come up to me at the grocery store. Yesterday, Adam called in and we talked about this on the air. People are highly interested in this topic. We had calls last Friday night about it. Carrington, our co-host on Friday night, Carrington Nelson, who's 22 years old, she weighed in on it. I heard from Matt's mother about this. I mean, it is just really one of the most interesting topics we have ever covered, with such a wide range of people weighing in on this. Now, does anybody have a further opinion on this morning? Because we had them yesterday, 740-383-9944. Remember, I am in the studio today. 740-383-9944. The only thing I have to say about this, is that I don't understand, because when Matt says that you have to earn respect even if you're an older person, and Abby says you should just respect people for being older, what I don't understand is why is a title a term of respect? Because if I, as I was saying to somebody else, if there's a doctor that I don't like, and I refer to them and I say, well, Dr. Johnson is not a good doctor. Well, clearly, I've told you that I don't like Dr. Johnson. But I did refer to him as Dr. Johnson because he is a doctor. So that's where I get confused on that. I don't understand why a title is respect. You know, I'm sure there are lots of people who don't respect their teachers, who still call them Mr. and Mrs. And a lot of times you just don't know the people's name. And I know there are people out there who don't like certain presidents, don't like certain governors, don't like certain mayors, don't like certain councilmen, and they refer to them as councilman and governor and president. So I don't know that a title is a term of respect. That's where I get confused. But if anybody's got anything to say about that, feel free. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All I know is that has become so interesting to me because it just kept going. It went all through the day. Friday, we got emails and direct messages about it. We've had people call in about it. I've had people approach me in public about it. People are really highly interested in that subject. Should you call people by proper titles? And I'll tell you something. I don't even know if people do it in public. When I go around, I don't hear a whole lot of title things being brought up. Oh, Abby's out there listening this morning. And are we on this again? I think Abby might have just tuned in. The reason we're talking about this again is because it is still being talked about. People were still calling in on this show yesterday talking about it. People were talking about it yesterday at work. I just have never heard a subject. You know what I think it is? I think because it's universal to people. I think that's why people are interested in it. And I think it's because people have such strong feelings about it. Now, the bottom line of this is that I really don't know, on the whole, if... I could tell you a funny story right now, but I can't tell you because I don't want to divulge... Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do it without divulging the person's name. So many people just yesterday came up to me and said, you know, yes, I do think you should call people by their titles. No, I don't think you should call people by their titles. Well, somebody had either heard or listened to the show on Friday when Abby and Matt were kind of having the back and forth, Abby on the internet and Matt in the studio. And this person comes up to me and goes, who's this Abby lady? And I said, well, you know, I know her. We've worked together, so on and so forth. Clearly, this is somebody who knows Matt. And they said something. I don't want to misquote them, but they said something to the fact of I'm trying to paraphrase this in the correct way. It was something to the effect of, why does she feel that way? This has nothing to do with his bringing up, I guess is how it was phrased to me. And I don't know. I think people probably form their own opinions. So I don't know. My bottom line on this whole thing is simply this, since I've been fielding questions about this for, 2, 3, 4, 5 days now, is here's what I think's going to happen. I assume at some point Abby will come into the studio, but here's what I believe. I believe that because Abby and Matt have never met each other and have no reason to really want to have an argument, I don't think it's going to deteriorate into an argument. I think what will happen is they will come in and I think they will both back off their opinion a little bit. Because it's the first time meeting each other, and I think they'll kind of say, well, you know, I don't want to be mean to this new person that I've never met before, and I think it'll just kind of be, here's my opinion, and then they'll kind of just agree to disagree, I think is what really will happen. And I bet they even find common ground, even though last Friday, clearly, there was no common ground between the two of them. Although, I was talking to Matt yesterday, and he was telling me that because I said to him, I said, Matt, if she comes into the studio, you've never really met her. Are you really going to die on the mountain for this subject? Are you really going to go to great lengths to have a debate with her? And he said, basically, that he would, you know, again, speaking for somebody else is... hard. Oh, I'm getting another message here. It 100% has to do with how he was brought up. See, people didn't like that comment, Abby. And I'm not saying it was me. It wasn't me, a matter of fact. Somebody came up to me. If I heard my child refer to his doctor by his first name, I would immediately correct him. Well, people didn't like that. See, and now that's the only part of that conversation that I think could get ugly if the two of them ever meet. Although, I really don't know if they'll ever meet, to be honest. You know, it's one of those things where we all try to keep the peace in the world now, and I don't know. I just don't know at this point. But I believe if it ever happens, I believe that they'll be very cordial to each other. Everything will be fine. But if she uses that line about it's how you were brought up, I think things could get ugly. Because talking to Matt the other day, yesterday, matter of fact, it was yesterday, talking to Matt yesterday, he's willing to go to the mat with her on this. And I don't think he liked that comment, saying it was how he was brought up. I think that struck a chord with him for whatever reason. Now, I don't want to speak for him, but I believe that's what he said. And I'm telling you, he's been asking people this question. Do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do this? Call people by the proper title. So this is a very interesting thing to me. You know, of all the things to have a debate about, it would be this. Now, here's my opinion on the whole thing. And by the way, if anybody wants to weigh in, feel free. 740-383-9944. Do you believe it's how somebody's brought up? I don't know. I think the connotation is there is that you're referring to somebody's parents, and that probably does get under somebody's skin, I would imagine. But here's my opinion on the whole thing if it ever does happen. As far as who would get the better of this. Because I don't know that there really is any right or wrong answer. I mean, I think they both think they're right. But I know both of them fairly well at this point. And I don't think Matt would ever give in. He's just a very headstrong kid at 19 years old. I don't think he would ever say she was right. And I certainly don't think he would say it had anything to do with he was brought up. I think, a matter of fact, he would not like that comment. So, I don't know that Abby could carry a debate with a kid. I think it would be hard for her to have that conversation with a 19-year-old who may be somewhat animated because of comments made. That's all I'm saying. So in that particular disagreement, I like both of them. I think they're both fine. I have nothing bad to say about either one of them. But on this particular subject, I do believe Matt would probably get the better of that particular conversation because I believe he is willing to die on the mountain for that. I don't believe she's willing to die on the mountain for that. I think it would be hard for her to really go at it, as you have to do in a debate, with somebody who is her kid's age. That's all I'm saying. That's just my take on it. Because deep down, Abby is a somewhat nice person. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have an opinion on that? Do you agree or disagree with? That's how I'm handicapping that particular debate. I feel like I'm a Las Vegas odds maker at that point. That's what I feel will actually happen. I feel it will start off very cordial because they've never met. And then I believe if anybody makes a comment about it's how you were raised, I think it's going to hit the fan. And I think Matt is more likely to defend his stance than Abby hers, just strictly because of age, to be honest. Okay, well, here she continues to go. If he was taught respect and chooses to speak to adults in his own way, I'll believe that, but still think it should show respect to adults. He should show respect to adults. I don't know. I don't think he would yell at an adult. I don't think that would happen. I just think he would give his strong opinion. That's what I believe would happen. But if you have an opinion on this, feel free to give one. 740-383-9944. And you know what? This is the type of stuff that makes radio entertaining. Because people are not faking anything. They believe what they believe. And I think that's very important. But as I said, I don't understand just in general, how a title gives you respect. I guess I just don't have that equation in my mind. Because as I said, if I thought somebody was a bad doctor, I would still call him doctor. I would still say, you know, Dr. Jones is a bad doctor. Now, that doesn't mean I have respect for them, but I'm still calling them doctor. So I guess I don't get the title correlation with respect. Does anybody understand that? I don't get that one. 740-383-9944. Okay, Bratwurst Festival coming up on Friday. Big backpack giveaway, backpack and school supply giveaway coming up on August 23rd at McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road, 4 to 7 p.m. Should be interesting. School starts tomorrow for River Valley and Pleasant, Thursday for Marion City Schools and Elgin, I believe. And then the 22nd for Ridgedale. Last morning for those kids at River Valley and Pleasant to sleep in. Back to school tomorrow. Can you believe that the summer is already over? All the family vacations and all the things that goes on. Summer really does fly by, doesn't it? I swear. I remember Memorial Day like it was yesterday. And that was really the official start of summer for most of the kids who went to school. But now, back to school, early nights, early mornings, fall sports, all those things going on. All right, well, like I said, I do want to give away some Zumbezi Bay tickets because those are only good through Labor Day. And there apparently are going to be some warm days coming up, maybe this weekend or next week or so on and so forth. We've got a little bit of time before we head into Labor Day. And I guess that's the official end of summer. So, for some Zumbezi Bay tickets, let's go to a Family Feud question here. I thought I had a pretty good one this morning. Okay, here's the category. Name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. Well, hey, right there you go. Back to school question. Name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers. Now, this is kind of interesting. I'm looking at these answers. I really didn't look at them before we started today. Some very interesting answers here when it comes to Abraham Lincoln. Now, I know a lot of people have been waiting on these Zumbezi Bay passes and Columbus Zoo passes. I've heard a lot of people talk about that. So, this is your chance this morning. We are, by hook or by crook, going to give away some tickets this morning. Name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers. Does anybody know something that kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. Now, I guess this will test the education of the adults out there as well, because you've got to know something about Abraham Lincoln, obviously, to answer this question. And there are 5 big answers here. Well, Abby put an answer out there. You know, that's an interesting answer. You know, I knew that would be her answer. I don't know if she knows the other stuff. Name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Zumbezi Bay tickets flying around this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say he was known as Honest Abe.
Honest Abe. Yes, Honest Abe is number 2 on the list. You got it. Honest Abe is number 2 on the list here today. Yes, he was definitely known as an honest man. Honest Abe, number 2 on the list. Now, there are 5 things in total on the list here. Name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. In the studio this morning, not normally in the studio on a Tuesday morning, but this morning I have an appointment to go to when I leave here. That's on this side of town, so I thought, well, why not come over to the studio this morning? Well, we've got Honest Abe. We've still got 4 other answers here. You know, they're pretty easy answers. Not very difficult. There's nothing really trick in this question. Name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. So far, we've got that he was Honest Abe. That came in at number 2 on the list. What are the other 4 things that we know about Abraham Lincoln? All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Interviewer to the stars, Spears. Is that respectful?
That works. I'll take it. Well, I know it's a whole thing. It's going to be a... Now, in your opinion, who's going to win that... I don't want to call it a debate, because I don't think it's that, but who's going to win that discussion if it happens?
Well, Abby's a teacher, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Is she a debate teacher? What does she teach?
No, not debate. She spends most of her time with the young kids, like the preschoolers.
Oh, that's... It'll be an interesting match. They should get their boxing gloves out. I mean, if he were a drama or a debating teacher, yeah, I think he'd have his work cut out for him, but...
No, but who are you putting your, I mean, money on? Because, you know, we're trying to get odds on this.
She's your age, right? Plus or minus?
Yeah, she's in that area.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go for Abby.
Okay. See, so, I'm going for... I have to go for
answers,
Matt.
I'll give the, I guess, softer answer. He had a beard.
He had a beard. Yes, he did have a beard. That's number 5 on the list. You
okay,
got it.
I had some other answers, but I thought that would be kind of a... Let's see. I can't think of a pun. I'm trying to find a pun for beard, but I can't, so probably too early. Haven't had enough coffee yet, but I'm glad I got number 5.
You did get number 5. Thanks!
Should we maybe take out some odds, call the people in Vegas, and try to do a, what the odds are that Abby will win?
Well, it's 50-50 right now, because you've said Abby, I've said Matt. So, you know, that's where we are right now, 50-50.
Next time you have her namesake on, the daughter of the original Dear Abby, because I know she's been on many times, because she's the interviewer to the stars, Scott.
That's right.
I can just call you Scotty Baby, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll discuss it.
Just ask her, ask Dear Abby, because that's the kind of question that she'd be posed, and see if Abby thinks her namesake will be the victor.
You know, I'll tell you who should be called in on this is Lizzie Post, the etiquette woman.
That too, many people. And ask Mary Ellen, because, I mean, she's been around all these important people. What does she call them? I mean, she talks about Hillary, that they were friends. I don't know, does that ever come up? What does she call Hillary? Has that ever come up? Because she's talked about her. I mean, they know each other pretty well, right?
I think fairly well. I don't know. I think she probably calls her Hillary, but, you know, Mary Ellen is older than Hillary Clinton, so that might have something to do with it. And also, first ladies really don't have a title that you speak. I've never heard anybody called First Lady Barbara Bush. I mean, you don't refer to them like that.
Yeah, I just, and Jill Biden's interesting. I mean, because of the Dr. Biden stuff. What do people call her? Remember that phone call? I think somebody was posting it where Biden was announcing the vice presidency to Kamala Harris, and he referred to her as Jilly. I mean, that's a pet name for a wife. So that's another one. Jill Biden may have the most different ways of being addressed of any first lady, because she has a PhD, and we've had 2 lawyers who are first ladies. You don't normally use doctor for a lawyer. You just use a first name, or, again, Ms. or Mrs., et cetera. So that would be, I wanted to ask Mary Ellen that, because that would be intriguing. And what does she call Bill Clinton? I mean, what do you call the spouse of someone you address by a first name? I'd be interested in knowing that.
The spouse of someone... Now, say that again. What was it?
Well, what do you call the spouse of someone whom you address by a first name? That is, I agree, she probably calls Hillary. And so what does she call Bill Clinton? Does she call him President Clinton? Does she call him Bill?
I would bet you she calls him President Clinton, unless he said, call me Bill.
Okay. I mean, if all the important people she knows, if she's met foreign leaders, I presume. I mean, I haven't listened to all your talks, or I've listened to many of them. And and what does she call up? You know, she's, I guess, you're not officially a cabinet member, like the Postmaster General, which we addressed yesterday. Well, there's a pun for you, addressed. How do you address the Postmaster General? There's a pretty good pun. When I met Megan Brennan, I called her Megan, and she seemed flattered that I did call her that. So what do you call other people who are either cabinet members or staff members of the president? And, you know, how high up do you have to go? Like the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, what do you call that person versus someone with maybe a lesser position?
Well, this is...
I figure someone who designs the money and signs the money gets a lot of respect. But Mary Ellen's a very down-to-earth person. I don't think she'd even like someone to call her Mrs. Whitrow. She'd rather be called Mary Ellen.
Well,
how I see it.
And that's fine. And that's the same thing with me. In the settings where people do call me Mr. Spears, I always say, no, call me Scott. And I think once the person does that, that's okay. I think what we're talking here is the first time you're meeting somebody, that is the question. Now, it's interesting. Abby said, of course you would agree with her. He knows she's not wrong. But I don't think you agree with her, do you? Because you don't call people by their older or younger. You don't call them by their name, their profession, or their title.
Well, ask Mary Ellen that, because of the diversity of people that she's met. I mean, we're talking about people that have maybe a similar level, like the Postmaster General, somebody with a high cabinet position, Secretary of State. And what did she call? I mean, she's met Bill Clinton, right? What did she call him?
Well, I understand, but yesterday on the show, you said you don't refer to people as professor. You don't refer to people...
No, it depends on the setting. You're right. With Ron Feinman, I think of him as a friend. It's different. He's always been that way. And that's why the context is different. But when I was in college, I mean, I generally called my professors doctor. Because, again, I told you, I find a PhD to be a much higher degree than a medical degree. I mean, biased opinion, but many people in academics probably would feel that way. So that's generally what I would call them. And if they weren't PhDs or the equivalent, I would probably use Mr. or Ms. And some I would use a first name if they asked me or if I felt like I was a friend to the person. And if they were a little younger, I also find that females tend to be a little more favorable toward the first name. I don't quite know why, but, I mean, to me it doesn't really matter. Would treat a female professor the same way.
Well, it's interesting here because then she goes on, Abby here, goes on to say, she's referring to me, you do too. You refer to your elders as Mr. and Mrs. and professionals as doctor or whatever until you're told to do differently. And that, yes, that's true. I agree with that. I'm not saying that I don't. What I'm saying is just with, if this discussion ever happens between Abby and Matt, I do believe that Matt does not feel that way, and I believe that he's willing to die on the mountain for it, and I think the particular comment that has made him angry, and I don't even want to say angry, because it's not like he's a screamer, fighter, or yeller, but that he's raised incorrectly, because I think he thinks that reflects on his parents. So that's why I would have to say that he would win that particular argument, because I don't think Abby would go... I think they both believe what they believe.
Well, like me, he's persistent and doesn't give up his cause.
And I don't...
Good. Stand up for what you believe in. Now, that's a good quality. And I certainly one that I have, as you know. I don't back down.
No, but I just think at some point she would have a hard time continuing that conversation with a 19-year-old kid when he becomes passionate about it, if she says it has to do with how you were raised.
So, would be an interesting exchange, wouldn't it? But bottom line is, Scott, yeah, I mean, certainly next time you talk to Emily Post or Dear Abby, ask them, because that certainly comes up, and we've had changes, obviously. I mean, again, from when I went to school to now, I don't recall any of my teachers saying you can call me Bill. I don't think they would care if I did. And I remember also many of them, they signed my yearbook by their first name. But it just wasn't protocol, and now it's changed. And how you've talked about it is kind of fascinating. It's like, well, I'm Mr. Spears, but you can call me Scott.
So right.
That's not something that I would normally hear. Now, of course, there's another instance. You know, Marion isn't that big. I'm sure these people have seen you your day job, where you wear a name tag, I presume, that has your first name on it, and it's like, this is a gentleman who, well, I don't want to talk about something that I continually harp on, because it's kind of become old hat by now. But
and incorrect.
Working at a local retailer and wears a name tag that says Scott. So I guess that's a bit like it also, kind of a fascinating little thing. And And I told you yesterday, right? I didn't even know the first name of half my teachers. I mean, in college I did, but not in high school or elementary. So it's a very tangled web that we weave. And I'd like to hear some opinions of some older people that you've had on who are well known. So yeah, please ask Mary Ellen what she called President Clinton, what she called Hillary when she first met her, what she called other people that worked for the president. If she met any foreign leaders, what she called them. I'd love to hear about that.
Well, I think there's protocol, but if I see her, I'll ask her.
Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing.
All right, thanks.
Okay, see you later.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as you can see, that conversation continues on and on and on. I don't know. The whole thing is kind of funny. I just don't believe. Well, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, but he was a lawyer.
He was a lawyer. Let's take a look here. Boy, I've switched off my list here for a second. No, lawyer is not on the list. What do you make of the Matt-Abby conversation? I think Abby's already backpedaling a little bit, and nothing wrong. I mean, it's hard to have that debate with a kid.
Oh, I think Matt's really would show more respect than what he's actually saying now if he was put in that circumstance.
I don't think Matt would yell at her. I'm not saying that at all. I think he would not come off his position where she would want to know why he came to his position. She wouldn't so much be defending her position. She would say, why are you coming to this? I don't think he cares how she came to hers. I think he's just going to defend his. And I think in a conversation, that's why he would come off more to his point than to hers.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any, big argument.
No. I mean, it'd be the first time they met each other. And also, I think that comment about it's how you were raised, I think if she said that, I'm not saying he would yell or anything like that, but I think that's a comment that people don't like to hear because I think it refers back to their parents.
Yeah, but I bet you money he called his teachers, Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith.
Oh, I'm sure. But I think he didn't like doing it. I think that's where that conversation tipped off last week. But, wasn't it interesting on the Friday night show, Carrington, who's 22, she didn't really agree with Matt totally, but she didn't disagree with him totally. She also felt that, if somebody's disrespecting you, the age doesn't matter.
Well, of course, if somebody's disrespecting you, but, I'm not going to show them respect either, but, they don't have to disrespect you for you to, I think, when you don't call somebody doctor or something like that, hey, you're kind of disrespecting them in a way,
I think so. If this were me, though, she would be yelling and screaming at me and trying to cut me off. If I was taking the opposite opinion, she'd be all over me.
Carrington or Abby?
No, Abby. Carrington, I think, is still a little, she's not going to come at me like that yet, but Abby would.
Well, you don't have to worry about those two meeting, really, because Abby never comes in the studio.
No, but I think this, her kids have been out of school for the summer, and, I haven't really seen her because we haven't been working together because it's been summer, and maybe that's part of the reason. I'm sure she'll be back in here. I'm sure she misses coming in. I'm sure she misses me. What's not to miss?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but you have listened to her on here. She would argue with me. I just don't think she would argue with Matt. I think she would be worried about what, not so much about what he thought of her, but I think she wouldn't want to come off as a bully. Because she tries to put the bully on me.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Now here's what she said here. Yes, that was never brought up, the disrespect aspect. See, I don't know. See, I just don't know. I don't know. So your money's on Matt as well?
That he'll win?
Yeah, that he would be more toward making his point than she will. I think she'll question his point, but I think Matt will stick to his guns more than Abby will. I think she'll turn into a questioner.
Well, yeah, I think Matt's going to stick to his guns, but ultimately I think Matt was... It's talking more... I think he would show more respect than what he's actually saying he would if he's put in that situation. Oh. Now, with this brought out, you know, if he thought that he was being watched or something, but I think if he, in the circumstances, if there was none of this going on, that he would actually show more respect than what he's saying.
Well, like I said, I think he'll be very kind to her. I just don't think there's any chance of him changing his mind. I think she is more apt to turn it into a question and answer period than disagree with him. Like, she will disagree with me on stuff. I don't think she'll disagree with him. I think it'll be more of, why do you feel that way, so on and so forth. And that's fine. I mean, you don't want a knockdown dragout, which I don't think there ever was going to be anyway. I just think that's what will probably happen. I think youth will win out in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're for Matt. So two for Matt and one for Abby.
What about Lincoln was tall?
Lincoln was tall. Let me take a look here. Yes, tall is number 3 on the list. All right, we'll put you down.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, we're coming back with more Family Feud in conversation right after this very short but important break. To ask you about, because he...
Well, I had to get right to it, because I just cannot get over that he's doing this. It makes no sense.
Well, he said, and this is his quote, he said, most...